sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A showdown in Texas. Republican lawmakers have redrawn the congressional map in that state that will favor GOP candidates in future elections. In response, Democratic lawmakers have fled the state, preventing a vote. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in West Suburban Chicago.
Dozens of Texas House Democrats are now in the Chicago suburbs, leaving their state behind and disrupting plans to vote on a new Republican-drawn map to reshape congressional power in the Lone Star State.
We're not here to play political games. We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has directed Texas Republicans redraw their map.
On Texas, how many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
In hopes of avoiding the losses that usually happen to a president's party in midterm elections.
Russia has just sent a veiled warning to President Trump. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
Without naming names, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, everybody should be very, very cautious with nuclear rhetoric. This in response to President Trump's announcement that he's deployed two U.S. nuclear submarines to, quote, appropriate regions. That move itself followed a threatening tweet from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A wildfire near Santa Barbara is raging, and there have been evacuations. Mark Nunez of the Sacramento Metro Fire Department says of California's Gifford Fire.
The first 24 hours, it doubled in size. So this is a very rapidly fast-moving fire.
Armed and dangerous is how police in Anaconda, Montana, described the man they're looking for in Friday's shooting deaths of four people in a bar. State Attorney General Austin Knutson.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public.
Over 3,000 people in Missouri and Illinois who make fighter jets at Boeing are on strike over wages and work schedules. Worker Keith Gallup.
I am the single income in our family, so it will affect me big time. Definitely it's going to be tough. We'll have to do side jobs and anything we can to help try to make ends meet.
It was a TV show about a radio station where shenanigans abound.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Lonnie Anderson played the station's empowered receptionist.
Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy.
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs this place?
According to her family in a statement to the Associated Press, Lonnie Anderson has died at age 79. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fatal truck and train collision in rural Kenosha County happened yesterday morning near Highway W in Wheatland. It happened off of a farm access road. CN Rail officials say they're investigating the crash. The 15-year-old girl rescued from Lake Michigan in Racine last week has died. She was swimming at Kerry Hogle Park during rough conditions, including rip currents and high waves. She was pulled from the water about 20 feet from the shore. Racine Water Utility officials are addressing complaints of musty or earthy tastes in tap water by increasing potassium permanganate levels and flushing hydrants. Those officials confirm that the water is safe to drink, and they recommend running the cold tap and chilling water for best taste. Gage Stills, a political newcomer and a longtime Racine resident, is running against Brian Stile in the Wisconsin 1st Congressional District race. Stills joins Randy Bryce in announcing a run. A LinkedIn page says Stills has worked at Best Buy since 2019. A statement says he'll emphasize a grassroots campaign focused on working class struggles. Nine people up north in Oconto County have contracted measles, marking Wisconsin's first confirmed cases of the year. All were linked to out-of-state travel. State health officials say there's no known public exposure and the risk to the community remains low. And over 192,000 Wisconsin voters were removed from the active voter list for not voting in the past 4 years or failing to respond to notifications. The State Elections Commission calls this a legal step to ensure accurate records. Deactivated voters can easily re-register at the polls. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a series against the Braves. Milwaukee beating the Nationals yesterday 14-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says adding new talent like infielders Anthony Ziegler, Caleb Durbin, or trading for Brandon Lockridge is keeping them competitive.
You look at Lockridge and Ziegler, and they don't have very many Major League ABs, so once again, I go back to their hunger. They want to impress. They want to be here. And then Durbin's been on the bench a couple days, so he's like, wait a minute, and that matters. You know, Ortiz finding himself. So all that is collectively healthy situation when you have young, hungry players.
NFL, the Packers taking a day off from practice. Then they get ready to host the New York Jets Saturday night. Overall, Matt LaFleur pleased with the work they got done on family night.
I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
I hate cookouts, man. Stay away from cookouts. If you like me, you stay away from cookouts. I don't like my family come by the house. The relatives I ain't seen, like, since the last cookout. You got certain relatives you just see at the cookout, and they get on your nerves every year. My Uncle Gus come by the house every year. My Uncle Gus is the uncle that like to work the grill and don't let nobody touch the grill when he's around. As soon as he walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire. You know how to start no fire. Put this fire out. There ain't no fire. Eddie, go over there and give me all that wood. I need half a tree. Chop that tree down over there. Chop down that tree and give me the wood from that tree over there. And Charlie, go give me 2 gallons of gasoline out of the shed. Need 2 gallons of gasoline. You kids roll up your shirt, put that on the grill. We're going to start a fire. Come on, you want to eat? You want to eat? Just shut up then. Put that on the fire. Okay, put that wood inside there. Okay, give me the gasoline, Charlie. Hold the match. Well, I tell you, Charlie, throw the match on the gasoline, all right? Well, I tell you, all right? We're going to make a fire. We're going to eat it, right? Y'all want to eat? We're going to eat now. Here we go. Pour the gasoline on here like this. We need the whole. Get that damn lighter fluid out there. Lean on this wood and make a fire. We're gonna eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Charlie, throw the match. Now that's a fire. That's a fire. Look at that. Look at that. He'll be all right. Roll Charlie around. Roll him around a little bit.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really?
Yankees, daydream believer. It's 8:11, local news, timeless. It's WRGN sunshine and smoke today. Highs near 80 right now, cloudy and 69 degrees here at Radio Park. Got a poll here. 3% of Americans just let their fingernail clippings fall wherever they may, and they never clean them up. 73% throw them in the trash, 7% flush them, 5% don't, they throw them outside. Really, they open the door and toss them out in the street? 3% toss them in the sink. I don't think that's a good idea. Another 3% just leave them where they fall. All right, here's my fingernail story. So I'm going to college, off to university. I'm in the cafeteria having a tuna fish sandwich. Something gets stuck on my upper lip. It's a fingernail. The person who made my tuna fish sandwich dropped their fingernail in the tuna fish, and it got stuck in my upper lip. Is that disgustamundo or what? I think it's terrible. I get nauseous thinking about it. I didn't eat the rest of the sandwich, by the way, in case you're thinking. It's 8:12. Here's CCR.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us, trying to find the sun.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him. Mm-hmm.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. I'll never know.
My Leader of the Pack song info for you here. This is the Shangri-Las. My brother played with them back in the 60s, and we were at a show, and my mother was there in the dressing room, and the Shangri-Las were made up of three young ladies, the lead singer, who had long blonde hair, and two twins. And one of the twins, they wore go-go boots, and it was hurting her feet. My mother had go-go boots. She goes, "Can I try your boots on?" So my mother gave her go-go boots, and she said, "I these feel so much better." So my mother said, "Keep them." And she took the go-go boots from the one of the twins and kept them. So we're watching the Shangri-Las on TV one day with the go-go boots. My mother's go-go boots. My brother stayed in contact with the lead singer of the group for years until she passed away last year. But see, they became pen pal friends after a while, so... Shangri-Las, what a good group. They had another hit, too. Remember, Walking in the Sand was another one of their hit songs. It's 818, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. One more Pete with the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex in the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big deals. Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. And don't forget, the Big Deal of the Day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big, no sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee Punch Card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Presley, don't be cruel. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You might be eating breakfast, but you have to know this. The record for the loudest burp by a woman back in American hands. A lady in Virginia named Kimberly Winter broke it with her burp hitting 107.3 decibels. The old record was 107 decibels held by a woman in Italy. We're all proud of you, Kimberly. All right, you know it's Monday morning. I know it's tough to wake up in the morning. I know how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Come along, suck it to your game. One bad apple don't spoil.
love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
It's WRJN, the Trogs, Wild Thing. Tell me you don't think of Charlie Sheen in the movie Major League when you hear that song. 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was late in the morning yesterday when a truck was hit by a train, leading to a death in Kenosha County. It happened off of a farm access road near Highway W in western Kenosha County. First responders arrived to find the driver unconscious but breathing. Flight for Life was called in, but it was too late to take that person away. Highway W and nearby train crossings were closed for a good part of the day as police and CN Rail officials look into what happened. The air quality alert runs through noon again. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continue to impact our air quality, keeping conditions unhealthy for those who are more sensitive. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory until noon today with a chance it could be extended. If you're elderly, very young, or have breathing issues, officials recommend staying indoors and avoiding strenuous outdoor activities. They're just going to add some potassium permanganate and try to fix it. They are the Racine Water Utility, and the change in what they're adding to the water is due to reports of something in the water. If your tap water in Racine has been tasting a little swampy or earthy, the water utility says it could be due to the temperature of Lake Michigan. In response, they're adding a new chemical in flushing hydrants to fight the odors. Recent testing shows the water is safe to drink, so there's no worry about safety. Visitation is today, a funeral tomorrow for Soon. The Kenosha community is mourning the loss of Soon Noel, the beloved founder of Soon's Sushi Cafe. She passed away last week. The funeral service is tomorrow at 10 at the Bruch Hansen Funeral Home. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
We all getting old. I'm getting old, too. I knew I was getting old. One day I was brushing my hair and had to switch arms. You ever go somewhere and they got warm butter? Don't you feel like they care about you? The restaurant, you'd be like, this warm? Let me get the spread. Unlike them other places, that little gold, hard hockey puck of butter. You'll tear your bread up trying to spread this bread all over your butter. I ain't got no time for that. Now I just bite the butter and then the bread.
I'm never ever gonna stop.
Barry White, Baby Baby, Never Gonna Give You Up. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:38, looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now, cloudy, a little smoky, and 69 degrees right here at Radio Park. And next time you drive past a cornfield, you might want to think about this. A guy in Kentucky recently found 800 gold coins from the Civil War buried in his cornfield. An appraiser said they're worth $2 million. So next time you go past a cornfield, and it's plowed and stuff in the fall, take a look. See if you can see any shiny objects out there worth $2 million, huh?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Yeah.
Sherelle, Soldier Boy. It's 844 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, you know, if you buy a pack of cigarettes, I hope you don't, but if you do buy a pack of cigarettes, you know how it says on there, cigarettes may be hazardous to your health, says it on the pack. Canadians do it differently. Cigarettes in Canada come with warnings printed individually on every single cigarette. They say stuff like poison in every puff. Cigarettes can cause cancer. I don't think it'll work, but I hope it makes an impression on somebody. Coming up, it's 8:45. We've got sunshine and more local news and timeless hits on the way.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and The Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
And you can win tickets with me tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning in the morning right here at WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice-cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Beatles, Yesterday. It's 850 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, got a study here. They've had more than half of people say they decide within 1 hour of meeting you whether they could date you or just see you as a friend. Women make the decision a lot faster than guys do. I know when I was just getting out of high school, women used to look at me and say, friend, 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 date, friend. I never got a lot of dates, just a lot of friends. It didn't take them an hour. It took them about 15 seconds to figure it out.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Left Bank, Walk Away, Renee at WRJN. I have two marriage stories for you this morning. A list of controversial marriage advice is going viral now, like you should plan for a divorce before you get married. Soulmates aren't really a thing. Families shouldn't get too involved in a marriage. That's probably some kernel of truth in there. And you should have separate bank accounts, even separate homes. Who's writing this marriage advice? All right. And also, a woman in Saudi Arabia filed for divorce because her husband is, quote, very ugly. A judge tried to talk her into reconciling, but she stood by her decision. By the way, she filed for divorce, like, moments after they got married. Because her husband was too controlled. She didn't know that before she walked down the aisle. All right. It's 8:56 coming up tomorrow morning. Got something special for you here. It's hard to believe it's State Fair time again, but WRJN is looking forward to another year of seeing the Turtles and the Happy Together Tour at State Fair this year. The Turtles are joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. Whoa. Be listening tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets right here at WRJN. Sounds like a lot of fun. I like those concerts. I like the oldies concerts. All right, it's 8:57. I will catch you tomorrow morning. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up next, Dan Marcus and Kurt Vollman. And you got to keep it right here at WRJN for local news and timeless hits.
City pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock of me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. What a day.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas Democrats took a trip up to Chicago over the weekend to prevent Republicans from achieving a quorum and stop a redistricting vote. CBS News Austin reporter Vinny Martorano.
Republican state leaders like Attorney General Ken Paxton are calling out the move. In a tweet, he says, quote, Democrats in the Texas House who try and run away like cowards should be found, arrested, and brought back to the Capitol immediately.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will move to remove any Democrats who do not return by 3 p.m. today. Texas Minority Leader Gene Wu is in suburban Chicago.
Everyone is already tired of the hyper-partisan bickering and all the fighting because we never get anything done. And they are creating a system that will reinforce that and make it even worse.
The workers who build Boeing fighter jets are walking the picket line in Missouri and Illinois. According to their union, some 3,200 workers are on strike. Keith Gallup is one of them and says what they want from the company.
So get the top of the scale faster is definitely one of the biggest things. Get more vacation time faster, to have a little more time off for the family, and also to help increase our 401k since most companies will not give pensions anymore.
Boeing says its agreement would have boosted wages by an average of 40%. President Trump says after firing the Commissioner of Labor Statistics on Friday that his administration will be announcing a new statistician over the next 3 or 4 days. The president claims without evidence that the numbers were fudged, and he says that he doesn't think it was the first time.
If you remember, just before the election,